Western Australia has a questionable new claim to fame as the ice capital of Australia. Recent wastewater testing shows that the rate of methamphetamine use in the mining state is the highest in the country, well above the national average. The problem is even more pronounced in the regional city of Bunbury, which has a large youth population and a lack of local treatment options, which are contributing to soaring meth consumption. Claire Nichols reports.
My name's Courtney Marshall. I'm 19 years old and I'm a recovering methamphetamine addict.
Courtney Marshall is celebrating 7 weeks off methamphetamine.
I feel brilliant. Yeah, I'm loving every day at the moment. I don't feel down anymore. I'm not depressed anymore. I feel like I was before I'd even touched the stuff now. So I'm happy. I'm good.
How old were you when you started taking meth?
October last year.
Right, so quite quickly it kind of spiralled.
Yeah, meth chewed me up and spat me out within 4 months.
The Bunbury teenager started using meth as a party drug. 4 months later, she was homeless.
It's easy to get, and especially in Bunbury, everyone knows each other, especially in the drug world. So when everyone knows each other, you get one or two new people introduced and then they introduce their friends to it, and it's like a domino effect, honestly. And because it's so addictive, once you do get on it, first time maybe you don't get addicted, but definitely the second time you try it, it's hooked.
A recent wastewater analysis by the Australian Criminal Intelligence Commission found WA has the highest rate of meth consumption in the country, with use in regional WA well ahead of the city. The state government commissioned similar testing last year, identifying Bunbury as WA's ice capital, with an average of 558 doses each week per 1,000 people.
So this will be our family care centre.
On Forest Avenue, Bunbury mother Lena Pugh is giving me a tour of an empty house.
Reception area, and then we've got a kitchen where we're going to do, Julie will do cooking classes for people in recovery.
This place will soon become a family support centre, a one-stop shop where local families dealing with meth addiction can seek advice and support from parents like Lena. Her son started using methamphetamine when he was just 20 years old.
And 4 years later, he had no job, had no life really, and landed himself in hospital. He was very, very ill. He had massive pneumonia. He had kidneys that were not working properly. His blood had gone septic. So it took about 10 hours for the team to work on him to actually get him to a point where he was going to be okay. And then he spent about a week in ICU after that. So for us, it was that part of the journey that just got us to this where we needed something straight away.
And what did you have available to you as a parent, a worried parent here in Bunbury?
Look, there's lots available, but the simple fact of the matter is that you've got to wait 2 to 6 weeks for an appointment. As a parent, you tend to bury your head in the sand and pretend it's not happening until you get to a point where you have to do something. And then when you do have to do something, you're told that you have to wait 2 to 6 weeks for an appointment. And that's where the frustration comes in, because in 2 weeks I'm going to be fine. I don't actually need that appointment anymore. So you ring up and cancel it. And then 2 days later, something else happens. So that ongoing support's not there. That's the part that we feel.
Julie Kent is also working at the centre. She brings 15 years' experience of dealing with family drug addiction, with her 3 sons all having used methamphetamine.
I think for my boys it was certainly peer pressure. It was the people that they were associating with, but also the fact that we live in an area here, we've got lots of young people in Bunbury, our unemployment is shocking. So you've got a lot of young people in despair that can't find a job, perhaps are a little bit lost in life, and meth makes them feel good. The first time they take it, it makes them feel absolutely amazing. And because it's so addictive, they very quickly end up with a problem. I just think it's young people experimenting, and unfortunately it's the drug of the time, and it's just a really horrible one.
All country towns at the moment are in dire straits needs of some sort of recognition by the government to see what a problem it actually is. I mean, all the country towns have been infiltrated by methamphetamines. It's easier to buy ice than it is to buy marijuana, and that's a serious problem.
Josh Marsden has a unique insight into the level of methamphetamine use in country towns like Bunbury. He runs an Australia-wide meth lab cleaning company, sending staff into homes and other buildings to test for methamphetamine contamination and clean up. He says business in Bunbury is booming, as it is right across the state.
I personally think it's to do with the downturn in the mines, but that's just my personal opinion. I mean, we've seen a downturn in mines over the last few years, and we've seen a skyrocket in methamphetamine use and manufacture. So it could be linked, or it could be just the fact that it's an easy port for suppliers from Southeast Asia and China to drop it off.
This train is headed to the Bunbury port. For police and government trying to deal with the meth supply problem in WA, the state's huge ocean border poses a significant challenge. Here's the new Health Minister, Roger Cook.
It makes it a huge problem, and that's one of the reasons why Premier McGowan has proposed a drugs a border force in Western Australia, because what we want to do is stop the flow of meth into our communities. Obviously, we have to have strong local policing to make sure that we are stemming the local supplies, but with such a large border, it's important that we have a meth border force which can also intercept the meth before it comes into our state.
We're not leaving. We actually, all three of us would quite happily move in here,
yeah,
I think.
Definitely.
And recovering addict Courtney Marshall is working with Lena Pugh and Julie Kent to set up their family support centre through their organisation Doors Wide Open. Just weeks into her recovery, the teenager is already doing her bit to try to stem the tide of meth addiction in her hometown, visiting local schools and sharing her story.
It was really scary at the start, but as soon as I, for the first time, put myself out there, I went, hang on, this isn't as scary as I thought it would be. And if I can help one girl or one boy my age, older, younger, from going through what I went through, that's enough for me, because I don't wish what I went through to anyone.
19-year-old Courtney Marshall finishing that report by Claire Nichols in Bunbury.